USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After six southern states were struck by powerful tornadoes, President Biden is making plans to visit some of those states in the next few days. Speaking in Delaware, Biden pledged full federal help, saying, "We're going to get through this together." The FEMA chief said on Sunday morning,
What we are hearing is we are still in the life-saving and life-sustaining mode, right? We're still in search and rescue, and we're sending additional resources in to help locate anybody who still may be trapped.
That's FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell speaking on ABC's This Week. Six states impacted included Kentucky, Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Vampire novelist Anne Rice has died at age 80. Rice's book selling more than 150 million copies after her first gothic fiction novel, Interview with the Vampire, was published in 1976. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken backing up President Biden's claims that he was very tough with Russian President Vladimir Putin on a recent video call in which Biden says he stressed that the U.S. is ready to respond with economic consequences and even NATO and military consequences should there be a military escalation between Russia and Ukraine. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Blinken said,
"We are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past that would have massive consequences for Russia."
Journalist Chris Wallace is joining a rival news network from where he's been for years. The longtime host of Fox News Sunday is now going to be part of the new CNN Plus streaming service. He'll host a weekday show, but more information is going to be released at a later date, they say. The announcement coming not long after Wallace hosted his final edition of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A dire warning issued by one of the hopefuls for the White House a few years back, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Hillary Clinton predicted Donald Trump would run again in 2024 and warned of dire consequences for the country if he were to retake the White House. In an interview with Today host Willie Geist, she says,
"Are we going to give in to all of these lies and this disinformation and this organized effort to undermine our rule of law on our institutions, or are we going to stand up to it?"
Hillary Clinton is still bitter she lost to Trump after calling more than half of Americans deplorables. I'm Brad Bernards.
The former president himself evaluating President Biden and his administration's performance so far, and Donald Trump says he's not impressed.
"We're doing horribly in terms of our image all over the world with the Afghanistan disaster and the border where millions and millions of people are pouring into our country. Now, I think we're at a very low point in our country's history."
And the daughter of Alan Shepard, the first American to travel into space in 1961, has made the trip herself and has returned already, as Laura Shepard Churchley was on board the Blue Origin rocket that blasted off Saturday morning for an 11-minute space ride. Also on the flight was former NFL star and Good Morning America co-host Michael Strahan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.